Reflecting on a 40-year DOD career in a session at the Potomac Institute on Friday, Alan Schaefer, the Pentagon's acting assistant secretary for research and engineering, went to lengths to point out that, on the whole, the U.S. military still turns out impressive technological capabilities that no other country can match. But he says some of DOD's high-profile problems, like the failure of the Army's Future Combat System and massive cost overruns in the Air Force's space-based infrared system, can be chalked up to a lack of technical know-how within government program management offices.
We tried to field SBIRS with a political science program manager. Great guy, had no clue, had absolutely no clue when industry members were coming up and blowing falsehoods up his pant leg. It was just amazing. So that program went out of control. And I think we ended up with 5 non-McCurdy breaches on that program. So you've got to own the technical baseline.
Within the Army, Schaefer says, fewer than half of all program managers now have engineering backgrounds. That general lack of engineering rigor on the government side of the acquisition table is one factor that doomed future combat systems, he says. An ambitious effort to create brigades of manned and unmanned vehicles connected together with a seamless network.
That was a very complex system. And nobody in the Army sat down and said, this thing's dependent on a mobile network that, from a physics-based perspective, will not work. And they were talking about mobile ad hoc networks with 400 nodes. If you do the math, it doesn't work.
Schaefer argued that when program managers have a firm understanding and full control over the technologies that underpin their programs, it also has positive implications for speed and agility. He says that's because senior acquisition executives are more willing to issue waivers to many of the bureaucratic hurdles that slow the system down, as long as they can be convinced that a program has a solid strategy and the technology is well understood by the government. Frank Kendall, the Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition, Logistics, and Technology, has been looking to prove that theory by piloting a so-called skunkworks process for rapid acquisition for the last year or so. But so far, the department has struggled to find a program that officials are sufficiently confident in to loosen the oversight reins. But Schaefer says Pentagon officials have now identified one. It's a Navy program, although he declined to identify precisely what the program is.
The program manager came in and said, I don't know if we're going to be able to field this system successfully. We have 90-pound weight margin for a program that has not yet hit milestone B. So it's still in preliminary design, and it has not hit the power levels. So you have a very constrained size, weight, and power equation. But when the person talks about understanding the technical risk, he knows where the weight's coming from. He knows where the weight could come out if it works, what types of things you're going to try. He understands the interfaces and has a very well-articulated developmental test plan with test points to know whether or not we're going to make it. So it's understanding how the system works in exquisite detail.
So that unidentified program will be the first entrant into the skunkworks model. Schaefer says it will be an alternative to the constant top-level supervision that most big weapon systems endure right now.
Trying to do something where we get the service and OSD out of the program manager's way, let them do their thing, and then for milestone decisions, come together for 1 week with all the senior stakeholders, go through what the system engineering plan is, what the test plan is, not the temp, but what the test plan is, where the risk is, and in 3 days, go through the entire status of the program to reach a milestone decision.
The streamlined process the department envisions stands in stark contrast to how things work for most large programs today.
To reach a milestone decision, OSD for an ACAT-1 program, OSD has a defense acquisition board. So for that one defense acquisition board, when we've looked at it, the service has 3 dry runs, service acquisition exec. And for each one of those 3 dry runs, the PEO has a couple 3 dry runs. So if you take a look at, you know, gravity works. And if you take a look at the poor program manager at the bottom of the thing, they're spending their entire day, every day, getting ready for higher headquarters meetings. They're not fielding systems. So Frank's trying to get away from that. But to get to that type of model, you need to own the technical baseline.
Schaefer says owning the technical baseline also means DoD will need to continue to move to open systems architectures and own the interfaces between all the major subsystems that make up a major weapon system so that new technologies can be plugged in, smaller suppliers can compete to offer their ideas, and the Pentagon avoids locking itself into a single vendor in perpetuity. He also says DoD needs more insight into the defense industry research and development it's funding on a reimbursable basis. As part of the 3.0 version of its Better Buying Power initiative, the Pentagon announced that companies would need to find a government sponsor before DoD would agree to pay for their research, something that large prime contractors have strongly resisted.
Within 3 weeks, industry has been all over the HASC and the SASC saying, what dirty bastards we, the department, are for trying to influence their IRAD. In fact, before I came here, we had a meeting in my office with the Big Six, and it was actually a very good meeting because it was very candid. I had to let the guys know, you can either work with us to make it a better solution, or you can keep going to the Hill, and the staffers will keep calling me, telling me what you guys are up there saying, which is counterproductive for all of us. We've got to work with industry. We've got to come to a common point where we break company proprietary. We go to openness, and then you can go to modules or drop-in capabilities. It sounds simple, doesn't it? If we will get resistance from the major companies. But at the end of the day, it's going to be a tough market in the next couple of years with sequestration. It's in their best interest to have as many competitions and competitive entry points as possible.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.